Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 22, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. CLL Society awards research projects advancing CLL/SLL care. CLL Society, the leading authority for chronic lymphocytic leukemia and small lymphocytic lymphoma patients, has announced the recipients of its 2025 Research Program Awards. This year, three outstanding researchers have been honored across key categories, including Integrative Medicine, Clinical Scholar, and Young Investigator Awards. Dr. Nancy Musoki from Cleveland Clinic Cancer Institute received the Integrative Medicine Award for her project on curcumin and physical activity's impact on CLL/SLL progression. Dr. Matthew S. Davids from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute was honored with the Clinical Scholar Award for his work on optimizing glofitamab combination therapy in Richter's transformation. Dr. Quinlan Sievers from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center received the Young Investigator Award for his research on mechanisms of resistance to BTK inhibitors. These awards aim to improve outcomes and quality of life for patients with CLL and SLL through innovative research projects.
Central Texas Strong online auction launches July 21st to support flood relief efforts. Austin Arena Company, LLC, operator of Moody Center, launches the Central Texas Strong online auction from July 21st to August 4th, 2025, to support flood relief efforts. Over 100 unique items will be up for bid, including VIP music experiences, signed memorabilia, sports tickets, and local cultural experiences. Proceeds will aid in providing essential aid, shelter, and recovery services to those impacted by the floods. Highlights include signed memorabilia from artists like George Strait and Pink, VIP passes to ACL Festival, and premium tickets to Texas Longhorns football. Partnering with Dwyer Workforce Development, this auction aims to bring the community together to support rebuilding efforts in Central Texas. Q&A with Giori Saldin, Executive Director of Florida's Children First. Giori Saldin, Executive Director of Florida's Children First, has dedicated her career to advocating for at-risk children and youth in foster care. Recently, Florida passed the Young Adult Housing Support Law, providing housing assistance to youth aging out of foster care and facing homelessness. This law prioritizes campus housing, expands access to housing vouchers, and simplifies the process for former foster youth to secure residential leases. By addressing housing instability, this law opens up post-secondary education opportunities for these young adults, giving them the stability needed to focus on academic and career goals. Florida Youth Shine, a youth-led organization, played a crucial role in advocating for this legislation, demonstrating the power of youth voices in creating positive change.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.